Imagine navigating a dating landscape where a simple happy birthday text to an ex can derail your healing process. Modern romance is filled with these seemingly innocent landmines. What makes finding love today so challenging isn't just technology, it's our inability to understand ourselves. The foundation of successful relationships isn't manipulating others into loving us, it's developing self-awareness about our patterns, desires, and blind spots. Dating isn't about finding someone who checks arbitrary boxes. It's about calibrating what Nick Vial calls your picker, the internal compass that guides your romantic choices. Like a car speedometer that might need adjustment, your picker develops from childhood experiences and early relationships, sometimes leading you to repeat unhealthy patterns without realizing it. When we understand why we're attracted to certain people, we gain power over our choices rather than letting chemistry dictate our fate. We've all ignored warning signs when someone makes our heart race. A fuckboy isn't malicious. They simply give less than they receive, keeping you as an option while searching for the one. They text late at night, make vague plans, and maintain minimal contact to keep you interested. Players, however, are deliberately manipulative, viewing partners as conquests and creating webs of deception. The most dangerous pattern is the situationship, where one person avoids commitment while the other hopes for change. These result from one person making excuses about timing or circumstances. The solution? Direct communication. Express what you want and set firm boundaries, which either prompts commitment or provides clarity. Remember, someone who wants to be with you won't leave you confused. Their actions, not words, reveal their true intentions. When someone shows inconsistent behavior, believe them the first time. Everyone gets nervous about making the first move, even extremely attractive people. Traditional gender rules about who should pursue still persist, but this rigid thinking only limits your options. The truth? Men don't mind women making the first move, and those who feel emasculated by it likely have other toxic traits worth avoiding. When approaching someone, shift your mindset from expectation to gratitude. Instead of commenting on appearance and immediately asking for a date, offer a sincere, non-sexual compliment without strings attached. "Hi, I just wanted to say running into you made my day." Works better than, "You're beautiful, I'd love to take you to dinner." Flirting doesn't require special techniques. It's fundamentally about showing genuine interest. Making eye contact, asking questions, and following up on their answers shows you're paying attention. These simple actions make the other person think, "This person is actually interested in me." The more people you approach, the better your chances of finding someone compatible, so don't let fear stop you. The biggest first date mistake isn't saying the wrong thing. It's focusing on making your date like you, rather than determining if you're interested in them. Many approach dates like job interviews, planning responses, and curating their image. While basic politeness matters, authenticity should take precedence. True confidence means acknowledging who you really are, including quirks and imperfections. This doesn't mean overwhelming your date with trauma dumps immediately, but being genuine enough for both to assess compatibility. Share your actual interests and express genuine opinions rather than what you think your date wants to hear. Dating isn't about maximizing appeal to attract many people. It's about finding one compatible person. Never lie, as even seemingly harmless white lies eventually damage trust. Instead of pretending to share interests, acknowledge differences honestly while showing respect for their passions. Authenticity creates genuine attraction by letting your natural personality shine through. Many people stop evaluating potential partners once they feel attraction, avoiding questions that might reveal incompatibilities. This happens especially after leaving relationships where something was missing. Finding that quality in someone new can blind you to other important factors. Chemistry is real, but unreliable. It often fades after initial attraction, and some naturally charismatic people generate this feeling in everyone they meet. Because genuine chemistry is rare, we tend to overvalue it when determining compatibility. When people say, "But we have so much chemistry," they're using that feeling to ignore important boundaries they've set for themselves. Everyone has annoying traits. The key is distinguishing between pet peeves, annoying traits you can live with, and non-negotiables, fundamentally incompatible qualities. Approach dating annoyances like you do with friends, taking space when needed without ending the relationship over minor irritations. While we romanticize that love conquers all differences, some incompatibilities in location, life goals, or values can't be overcome with feelings alone. Real love comes from accepting another's weird qualities, making love at first sight a myth. What we initially feel is merely lust and excitement. Claims of instant connection are impossible. Real love only begins when you discover your partner's problems, quirks, and stress responses. Our culture promotes poor dating models, like The Notebook, which romanticizes toxic behavior. Noah threatened suicide for a date, sent 365 unanswered letters, and treated others poorly. Yet we admire their relationship because it ends happily, teaching the dangerous lesson that it doesn't matter how bad things are, it will be worth it in the end. Real love requires building knowledge about your partner and never taking them for granted. It means articulating specific qualities you appreciate, showing you truly see them. Love develops at different speeds for different people. Understanding how your partner gives and receives love, whether through acts of service, physical touch, gifts, or quality time, is essential, as these expressions of affection are deeply meaningful. Getting over an ex requires treating them like any addiction, without cheat days. Exes are particularly dangerous because we believe they'll improve our lives. When heartbreak hits, it triggers fight-or-flight responses, with our ego desperately trying to eliminate pain by fighting to recover what we lost. Remove their access completely. Block them on all platforms, not just Instagram, but Snapchat, Venmo, everything. The golden rule of blocking: never block someone to get a reaction, only for your mental health, to avoid seeing their activities or control your impulses while moving on. Birthdays often become excuses to maintain contact. We convince ourselves we're being selfless by wishing an ex well, when we really just want a reason to talk. If you were broken up with, your birthday text likely makes their day worse. If you did the breaking up, you're not being kind. You're giving false hope. Dating can be both frustrating and exciting. Being single has challenges, but offers valuable opportunities for reflection and freedom. Don't stay in toxic relationships because you fear being alone. Embrace this period as essential growth. Remember, you're searching for just one right person, and being single keeps you available for them. Finding love isn't about perfecting techniques to attract others. It's about understanding yourself deeply enough to recognize the right match.